This is VPR. I'm Henry Epp. On March 6th, Burlington voters will pick the next mayor of Vermont's largest city. Democrat Murrow Weinberger has been mayor for 6 years. Now he's facing a challenge from two independents, Infinite Colclesure and Karina Driscoll. Ahead of the vote, we're speaking to all three candidates. Now we're going to hear from Mayor Weinberger. Weinberger became mayor in 2012. He touts improvements to the city's finances since he took office, but he's been criticized for what some see as an opaque public process on some major city issues. I asked Mayor Weinberger if he's elected to another term, will he do anything differently to involve the public in city decisions?
The way our system works is most of the initiatives that we have pursued to restore our downtown, restore the waterfront, turn the city's finances around have gone to the voters for the ultimate approval. And leading up to those votes, we have had very strong public engagement. We have had major transparency efforts. We have put a lot of data out into the system. We have been a very accessible administration. And I think those efforts have been working. And we know that because all 17 times that we have gone to the voters to work with them on these major issues, they have voted for the direction the city was headed, often by a large majority. So I think we have a strong record of working closely with the public.
Well, Burlington is not a cheap place to live. A majority of city residents rent their home. If you're elected to another term, will you do anything differently to make sure everyone who wants to live in Burlington can afford to live there?
I think we have a true affordable housing crisis. I've been clear on that from the very beginning of my administration. And because it's a crisis, we need to bring all the tools we can to bear to improve Burlington's affordability. And we've done that for 6 years. And it's been a change in direction. We have continued Burlington's proud legacy of building as much low-income affordable housing for low-income families and seniors as possible, and we've been very successful at that. What we have also said, however, is that we need to care about other types of housing for people of all backgrounds, incomes, and ages. I've heard about too many young people having to move away from Burlington because they can't afford to live here. I've had too many seniors tell me they've been searching for years to find a place in our downtown. We can change that. We are changing that. This is working. We're moving forward with housing at an unprecedented rate, and it's really quite concerning that the other candidates would take us back to the overly narrow housing policies of the past that frankly created a lot of the affordable housing crisis that we're now dealing with. I think this is one of the major distinctions between us in this race.
So where does, I mean, if you add more affordable housing to the city, where does that go? Where specifically?
I think there's large consensus that we could add quite a bit more housing in our downtown, and that's where we're focused. We have a third of our downtown is made up of either a surface parking lot or underutilized structure like the mall used to be and like the Rite Aid still is. We can create a much higher and better use for those downtown parcels than we have today. And when we do that, we will help our businesses because they need more housing to attract workers. We will help our schools with substantially increased revenues to the city and the schools. It's really something that as we move in this direction, it dramatically strengthens the community.
You mentioned the mall redevelopment in downtown. Critics of that project have said it will change the city's character. As some significant development is occurring right now in the city, what are you doing as mayor to ensure that Burlington doesn't lose what some would consider its character?
People are right. That project is going to change the character of that part of the downtown. It's going to make it vastly better. That is one of the worst parts of our downtown right now. It's a terrible place for walking. We have public safety issues there. It's going to become one of the best, most vibrant parts of our downtown when this is built. I understand people have concerns about going higher, and we are not going to push for any more increases in the height. But with what we have been doing, we are working, from my perspective, to preserve Burlington's character as a place that welcomes people of all backgrounds, incomes, and ages. That is what we have historically been, the city of opportunity for people. If we don't allow any more growth, we're going to lose that very important part of our character. We're going to become a boutique city like Palo Alto or something where we really don't have a room for younger households, where we don't have room for the middle class, and that is not my vision of what Burlington should become.
One major city-owned property, Memorial Auditorium, a multipurpose arena that's been closed since 2016 because of some issues with the building. What should the city do with that piece of property?
So my administration has been very active on Memorial Auditorium. It had been neglected for many, many years. In 2015, we went to the city council and said, we can't kick the can down the road with this building anymore. We need to make $250,000 of emergency repairs, which we did. And we said we got to get the right long-term plan. Here's what I think that plan should be and that the voters should get a chance to weigh in on. If reelected, we will spend the next few months with a robust public engagement process to put together a plan to modernize Memorial Memorial Auditorium is a 21st century public assembly space, publicly owned. Basically, bring it up to modern standards, but keep the historic use. We are going to add to that physical plan a great operating plan to keep the building relevant and well used throughout the year. And then we're going to take that to the city council and the public and see if the voters are willing to make the investment that's going to be necessary to keep Memorial Auditorium what it has long been as this great public assembly space. I think we miss it right now. It's a shame that right now in the downtown that there is no place to get 1,000 people together for important events. And I hope the voters will support bringing it back.
Finally, you've said you want Burlington to become a net zero energy city. That seems like a pretty tall order. How specifically can you get there?
You know, it seemed like a tall order back in 2004 to become a city that sourced 100% of its electricity from renewable energy. But with a decade of focus, political will, and skill at the Burlington Electric Department, we achieved it. In 2014, we became the first city in the country to reach that milestone. And that is what caused us to double down. And it is a major goal, an ambitious goal, but I think we can get there. I'm confident we can get there over 10 to 15 years through strategies like building this district heating system that we've been working on for a couple of years and that would use the waste heat from the McNeil biomass facility to heat much of the downtown. We're also pursuing aggressively a strategic electrification initiative that will encourage Burlingtonians who currently have gas vehicles to shift over to electric vehicles. This is something we can do, and we're making real progress towards it. It's one of the reasons that I'm excited to run for re-election again, and one of the reasons I'm asking for people's vote on March 6th to keep moving forward.
Mayor Merle Weinberger, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And you can hear interviews with candidates Infinite Kolkleasure and Karina Driscoll at our website, vpr.net.